Studio by Sylvia Kent, who is a writer, journalist, blogger, author, all the things that are good. You must check out her blog spot because she gets thousands of hits. It's all the W's, sylviakent.blogspot.co.uk. She writes features on loads of different authors as well, and all the different things like the, you went to the, I was going to say the flower show.
Oh, yes, Chelsea.
Chelsea Flower Show, yeah.
Oh, and when you go, they expect to pose for you. So if you look at the site, which has brought in now 190,000 page views. I'm boasting, I'm sorry.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah. So we get everyone from Ringo Starr to, you know, Joan Collins, whatever.
She looks well, doesn't she, Joan?
She does, for 80-something.
I know, she looks really... And she wears heels as well.
She does.
I can't even wear heels. And I'm sorry, seen a picture of in the paper today, but she wears gloves. No, she wears gloves.
Yes, yeah. The old hands, yeah. And neck.
Poor Joan, the old hands and the old neck. I hope she's not listening out there. We don't really
she won't mind.
She's got a sense of humour.
Sense of humour.
We're also just that little chuckle there in the background was Peter Dowles. He is... just laughing.
He's next, all right.
He's next, it's fine. We're talking about the Young Writer, Young Photographer, that is to do with Rotary. They're a fantastic organisation, and Peter's been involved with them for many, many years, and basically looking after a huge team, which is 29 districts and 50,000 members. He's the District Governor of the Rotary Essex. Now, we've got the... you're saying about the writing competition in Spargoland. What do you get, Peter, finally? What do you get by being a member for you? What joy does it bring you, being the things that you do for Rotary?
Well, the motto is service above self, and I think that explains everything. It means that apart from the friendship and fellowship that you gain from meeting every week, and you don't have to meet every week, and that sometimes puts people off, but over the years we've realised that we can't stick hard and fast to the rules that you must turn up every week. So if people want to join Rotary, it could be once or twice a month. Service above self, it means that we go out and we collect for charities, and all the money we collect goes direct to where it's needed. There isn't any money taken out, and so at the moment it goes completely to the charity involved. Yeah. And we do local charities and we do international charities, and you're probably aware that that, for instance, in the Nepal disaster, Brentwood Club and Brentwood's clubs were on the street in a high street Brentwood collecting money. Mm. And last year, or the year before, when we had a Philippine disaster, we collected in Essex £75,000 in 2 weeks. So, you know, thanks to the public as well. But that's the sort of thing Rotary does.
And it is all the people who are involved in Rotary, they give up their time for free.
Oh, they do indeed, yeah. Yes.
Just to make you aware that all the time, we've got fantastic guys here as well in Brentwood and Billericay, that the Brentwood Street Passers, you must know the guys, they always talk about them, they go out on a Friday and a Saturday night, again, giving up their time for free to help people that might have had a little bit too much to drink in the high street of the weekend. They give up their time for free as well. So some fantastic, we've got some fantastic organisations here in Brentwood that do a lot for charity, really, you know, some very kind-hearted people. Yeah. You're nodding, but you've been involved in this for a very long time, and it isn't, you know, when you think about most people, we sort of get in, you flop on the sofa and you might watch a bit of television, but it's actually making the commitment to go somewhere every week and to get ideas and to get passionate about fundraising and doing stuff for other people.
And you do as little or as much as you wish to. I mean, there's no hard and fast rules. I mean, you reflected on the Billericay Fair, they raised a significant amount of money, and I was very proud to be a member when they opened Thriftwood School in Chelmsford to help another school with learning difficulties. They raised nearly £100,000, and you just feel really, you know, joy from being at these places and seeing how it actually affects the charities concerned.
And what's coming up for you this year? What sort of charities are you looking at, or what big events have you got coming up later in the year?
Well, at the moment, we are now on a changeover. So at the end of this month, they'll be changing over all around Great Britain and Ireland. They'll be swapping over their presidents and giving other people new jobs. And then, in my case, the youth starts again. I have to get round some of the schools. And they've also given the job locally as youth officer for Brentwood. So I'm going to pop into a few schools and try and push. The latest one is the Shakespearean Schools Festival, which Rotary has now partnered up with, the Shakespearean Schools Festival. For that's my part. There'll be there's international chairs, there are local community and vocational chairs, and they will go out and do what's necessary in their particular area.
Mm. Do you have the website for Rotary if people want to get involved, or have you got the website? We can put it up. We can put it up if you haven't got
well,
it.
Well, Brentwood Breakfast Club has got its own website. If they go Rotary 1240, which is the district which we're sitting in now, they'll see the website for the whole of 1240, which is the district of Essex and part of Hertfordshire. And they'll find out exactly what we're doing. They'll see all the names and the people they need to contact. And in fact, if they go on the main website, which I referred to earlier, and you put down where you live, it will automatically show up where your local club is.
Lovely. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Peter.
Thank you.
You have to come back and talk about the police force in more in depth, because I could sit here all day listening to stories about the police, etc. You must come back. And what are you up to for the rest of the month?
Well, the month, yeah. Well, I'm reading and writing, which is what this is all about. But also, the Society for Women Writers and Journalists. I'm their archivist. And we've got a big do at the National Liberal Club. It's in Whitehall, and it's on the 25th of June. It's a lunch event, and you meet all our members and a great speaker, and that's great. And the other thing, there's a website, www.swwj.com, but you've also got Brentwood, that's at the Ursuline, usually once a month. And we've got a big writing day on Saturday, the 27th of June. Guests are welcome. Lovely lunch. Oh, you love the lunch. And we've got a big speaker coming. And that's www.brentwoodwriterscircle.com.
Lovely.
So we love people coming in. If you've got if you'd like to write and learn how to do it, or if you want information on publishing or agents or whatever, we're there to help you.
Lovely. And also, you're on Twitter.
I'm Twitter, Facebook. I know it sounds daft and some people wonder why I do it, but it does bring in offers.
It does, yeah.
I had three offers this morning.
Of marriage? Again? Sylvia, really?
I've got a lovely chat waiting outside.
Hello, Peter.
50 years next year. But, it's a nice way to meet people online digitally.
Yep.
It sounds crazy, but I like it.
Yeah, and it keeps you in there with people, because that's what people use, Twitter, Facebook, and, it's very easy.
Yeah, it's publicity for our organisations, as Peter over there has just realised, I think. You've got to get out there, haven't you?
Get the word out there on Twitter and add your friends. Get thousands and thousands of friends.
I shall do my one when I get back, before I go to the dentist.
All right. Hello to Sylvia's husband's in the car. I'm waving for her because he can't see, but there we go.
He can hear you.
He will be laughing. Here is Girls Aloud. What a terrible song. Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Not a writer's.
No, I don't. Do you know what? I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to play that. We've had a really sophisticated chat.
We have indeed.
And I feel that would not be a good song to end on. So I'm just going to have a look through. And I think I know what you guys are going to like. Just let me have a look here. Talk amongst yourselves if you don't mind. Just for a second. It's fine. Here
but,
we go.
But thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
I have enjoyed it, as always.
Yeah, and also hello to all the friends over in America as well. I'll be listening to.
Oh, yes, Denver.
Now, this is much better. I think we should have a little bit of Frank Sinatra. Archer, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that better with Let's Face the Music and Dance?
Oh.
Isn't that so much better?
I shall dance out of the studio.
There may be trouble.